I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Friday, July 31st. Temporary protected status for Haiti and Syria has officially ended, which makes all connected work permits and driver's licenses invalid. In Springfield, the religious and nonprofit communities continue to rally around their Haitian neighbors, supporting families who can no longer legally work. WYSO's Catherine Mobley has more.
A multi-denominational group of Springfield pastors is urging people to join them. They're mobilizing to fill in the gaps for thousands of formerly TPS-holding Haitians needing a myriad of support. Pastor Adam Banks is with First Baptist Church on South Fountain Avenue.
Several of the congregations have these mercy ministries, the clothing giveaways, the food giveaways, and helping to alleviate some of those financial stresses.
Immigrants impacted by the end of TPS cannot file for unemployment benefits. The Ohio Immigrant Alliance has also created a multi-language hotline. Executive Director Lynn Tremonti says people can call in or email for help and information.
If you think your loved one was detained by ICE, if you can't find them, if you need a referral to an immigration lawyer, if you have a question, if you're just scared, you can give us a call. We will try to help.
Meanwhile, the Springfield Haitian Support Center and St. Vincent de Paul are accepting monetary and non-perishable donations. Volunteers are also delivering groceries, providing transportation when needed, and accompanying immigrants to their court appearances and to check-in appointments. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
And that Ohio Immigrant Hotline is 419-777-4357 or online at ohioimmigrant.org. The Fairfield City School District will ask voters to approve a school levy this fall. For the Ohio Newsroom, WVXU's Lily Halloran has more on the measure that the school board unanimously approved earlier this week.
If the levy passes, residents would be taxed 1.25% of their earned income. That excludes retirement and investment income. The tax would expire after 5 years. District Treasurer Jay Phillips says that's unlike a similar measure that failed in May, which didn't have an expiration date.
We are listening and hearing their feedback and understand that, you know, a forever perpetual tax is something that they did not, were not, that our community was not interested in.
Phillips says the district faces uncertainty with school funding, especially as an effort to eliminate property taxes statewide continues. The last Fairfield school levy was passed in 2011. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Lily Halloran.
Kettering residents can soon learn about the city's draft Parks, Recreation, and Culture Arts Master Plan during open houses that are set to start next week. It's called the Kettering Playbook. The city says in a news release that the plan will serve as a long-range roadmap for the city's parks, facilities, and programs. It includes more than 100 recommendations, such as modernizing the Fraze Pavilion and closing the Kettering Ice Arena. The first two open houses will be held at the Lathrum Senior Center at the Kettering Recreation Complex. They'll both be on August 5th, the first from 3 to 5, the second from 6 to 8 p.m. The plan can be found online at playkettering.org/playbook. A pair of Democratic Ohio lawmakers want to give 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote. And as State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, the legislators want to put the idea before voters.
Representative Sean Brennan used to teach high school government classes that many students take in their junior year before they turn 18. He takes issue that students younger than 18 are not mature enough to vote.
I think it's a stereotype.
Brennan points out many 16 and 17-year-olds are working, paying taxes, and want to be part of the process. Brennan says he knows it's unlikely lawmakers will approve the resolution he's backing this year, but he says he's happy to push it in the future, too. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Clark County is getting a big economic boost from tourism. That's according to a new report from Tourism Economics. The report says that tourism was responsible for over $500 million in total economic impact and nearly 4,700 local jobs last year. It also says that visitor spending in the county was $330 million last year, which supported jobs in hospitality, retail, transportation, and professional services. The report says that tourism-generated tax revenues totaled nearly $7 million as well. Look for increasing clouds today. Very warm, a high near 90 degrees. The weekend, unfortunately, looks like a pretty good chance of rain both Saturday and Sunday. Some of the rain could be heavy during the weekend as well. We'll have temperatures around 80 degrees for a high both days. And that's WYSO Today for Friday, July 31st. I'm Mike Fraser.
Hey, it's Peter Sagal. Maybe you've never seen Wait Wait live and in person, but you've thought to yourself, well, what's the big deal? I can just listen on the radio. Well, yeah, but you never get to hear everything that happens.
That can be edited right out. Don't you worry about that.
So come join us September 3rd at the Rose Music Center.
Don't worry, it's not going to make broadcast.
That's Wait Wait Live, September 3rd at the Rose Music Center. For tickets, go to nprpresents.org, but only if you're ready for it.
That's why you have to come to a live show.
That's right.